Blog Talk Radio.
And I am a certified chief and a bona fide son, and you can't teach that.
It's sickness.
Yeah.
What's up, faggot? I'm not dead yet.
Dabbing Aladdin.
Still here. What's good? Yeah. Oh, the fucking... fucking Mass Pike is closed? Are you fucking serious?
Let's get into
it. Oh my god.
Yeah, laying a smackdown on you ass clowns. Your bitch heard me spit, now she all up on my nuts like a pat down. They know I always carry mad pounds, but can't find them cause they're in the mail all wrapped in women's nightgowns. Exposing you rodents while pushing potent potions. My heritage, the diagnosis for my verbal explosions. Been chosen to leave you choking like dirt weed that you smoking. Dabbing Aladdin's in town is the reason for the commotion, but jealous people got word. I don't care what you heard cause I'ma do me. I ain't backing down, I don't get scared. Bitch, you soft, I done paid the cost. That's why I'm the boss. Riding around the town a couple pounds. Bitches love how I put it down. I ain't stopping for a fucking phone ringing, money coming in. I be blowing up, always reading up. I'm the shit, you just a get the grand, that's the master plan. Fuck it, make it mills, all about my bills. You'll never catch me with a I'm in charge and I'm living large. Smoking on cigars, I will let you hit it. But you looking like a yeah. That's the game plan, hit the club and make it rain, man. Indian bitch in my lap doing the rain dance. White bitch with a spray tan, how much I gotta pay, man? I'll beat that pussy up like it's sports entertainment. I got money in the bank, bitch, and I ain't waiting. Give me the title now, I'll take it without hesitation. I shatter competition, bring them to their undertaking. Then tombstone their bitch into the motherfucking pavement. It's hell in a cell, so I stay away from cops. Cops the merch from my website, it was made in sweatshops. Enjoy the mixtape, even though you hope it flops. Ayo Enzo, hit him with it when the beat drops. Yeah, y'all catch that? Dabbing Aladdin, shattering competition. I didn't think so.
Riding around the town a couple pounds. Bitches love how I put it down. I ain't stopping for a fucking phone ringing, money coming in. I be blowing up, always reading up. I'm the shit, you just a get the grand, that's the master plan. Fuck it, make it mills, all about my bills. You'll never catch me with a I'm in charge and I'm living large. Smoking on cigars, I will let you hit it. But you looking like a
mother. I'll tell you how your fucking mother is. She's a fucking whore because all women are fucking whores and they have too many fucking rights. America needs to fucking take a page out of the book of the fucking muzzies and fucking get these women in the fucking kitchen dressed like fucking ninjas. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. If that was the fucking case, Donald Trump would still be president. And I would never have gotten sent to the mental institution. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the fucking podcast. We're back. We did one last night, and we're doing another one today. Because can't stop, won't stop, Walk to the fucking store, get me a fucking piece of cheesecake. I'm fucking P. Diddy. This is fucking Bad Boy Records fucking podcast. We're fucking here. And, Dylan, hit your fucking dial on.
Who are the five best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylan. Because I spit hot fire.
Hey, yo, boom o'clock.
Boom, boom, skeet, skeet, Vanilla Face. How you doing today?
Not much, Sand Face. How's it popping? Great show last night. Let's do another good one tonight.
That was fun, fucking 3 hours of me discussing my fucking mental problems. Like, yesterday I had come to terms with the fact that I, like, maybe made some mistakes, and then I woke up today and I was like, fuck that shit. I did fucking nothing wrong, and I really didn't do anything wrong, dude. I'm telling you. It was
you just
my
needed
fucking
to talk
mother
it
who
out,
fucking...
and now you're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just
yeah,
talked
I really
it out, you slept on it.
Yeah. Dude, women cannot admit that they make mistakes. That's the difference between women and men, is women cannot admit when they make mistakes. Men, we make a mistake, we fucking admit it, most of us, the better ones, and then you learn from it, and you move forward. You fucking Tom Brady that shit, dig yourself out of the fucking hole 28-3, you come back, and you win the fucking game. You're losing the round
yep.
in the beginning of the fight, you come back, you fucking knock them out in the fucking 11th, bada-boom, realest guy in the room, it's fucking over. Like, I would never fucking send someone to a mental institution. I would never even go to the police, even if someone threatened to kill me, because I'm not a fucking rat. And I was basically ratted on. And, yeah, if it was up to the forces that be, I would still be locked up and not doing a podcast. But that's not the fucking case. I don't even know why I keep fucking beating a dead horse. Like, the fucking last time I talked to my mother, I was like, you don't think it's fucked up that you, like, sent your own son to a mental institution?
Oh, yeah.
And she's
fun.
Like, she's the definition of a fucking Karen. Like, her whole fucking job in Needham was, like, telling people they can't fucking ride the bus because they live, like, 200 feet out of the fucking zone. People would, like, try to be nice to her, like, get her gifts and try to be friends with her, and she'd be like, nope, 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 you're out of the range, you're out of the range, damn it, man. It was like, you don't think it's fucked up that you fucking did that to me? It's like, no, you're not allowed to say what you said. You can't say you're going to kill a bunch of Chinese people. And you can't say something's hard out of their chest and eat it. And you're not allowed to say that. It's like, I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want to say. It's fucking America. Fuck you. Like, you probably could hear this and fucking send me back, but I don't give a shit because I'm fucking entertaining the people. This is what they fucking want to hear. Anything, I need to give one of those little fucking disclaimers, like at the fucking beginning of South Park, like anything you hear on here is not real and cannot be used against me, and the likeness of anybody is not real, and, yeah, whatever. I fucking said what I said. They fucking did what they fucking did. I'm back out, and they're not going to fucking stop me. I should just stay on the egoless path like I was last night. And be calm and deal with my problems like an adult. But I'm still fucking pissed that happened to me. Like, fucking 30 years old, they were able to fucking lock me up because of some shit I fucking posted on Facebook. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, it's not fucking right. You know what I mean? What's right
is
right.
Yeah, that's pretty
stupid. Go get your fucking shine box. But anyway, fucking hit the fucking DX music, Buzz fucking catch.
Are
it.
You ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Do you think you can tell us what to wear?
You think you can take my fucking shoelaces?
You think better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the man.
Finally, Spent Kent has come back to the Dabin' Aladdin show. Are you ready to go one-on-one with the Spent Ones?
What's up, you old? Not much. I'm in a fucking heated mood now. Because I'm trying to go get a fucking laptop because I threw my fucking $4,000 computer in a river because they fucking ruined my brain. I'm pretty sure they could have just given me electroshock therapy or a fucking lobotomy and I'd have been less fucked up than the fucking pills they fucking gave me in there. That shit literally solved no problem. It just made more problems. I had fucking so much money before I fucking went in there and then they fucking loaded me up on shit to the point where I thought everybody was trying to kill me. And then I fucking got out and, like, threw my fucking computer in a river and had an ego death and threw out everything I own. And, yeah, but now it's a fucking new chapter. It's Dabin' Aladdin AD, fucking life after ego death. And we're fucking moving on.
Yeah, I know, man. You told me all about this, man.
Stabbing Aladdin 3.0.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Stuff happened. Don't worry about the blame whoever. Maybe you were going a little bit crazy, but you came out of it, right? You came out of it.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, maybe I was fucking saying wild shit before, but I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to fucking hurt anybody. I was just fucking talking shit because that's what I fucking do.
I really doubt you're going to go kill Chinese people. So,
I just said I was going to do like
even gay midget mud wrestlers. I think they're all safe.
I mean, dude, did they not create coronavirus and ruin the world? Did they not fucking lock us all inside for a year? They basically locked me inside for a year, gave me free money, and then they let me out, and I threw out everything I bought with the free money and threatened to kill them. So that's how I react to things.
So you were a little loony in a way. Now you've simmered down and gotten over it and just accept things the way they are and move on.
Dude, he learned a lesson. Don't post that kind of stuff on Facebook because that's how you get in trouble. Save that shit for like Instagram.
Yeah.
In a country full of liars where your leaders lie, you know, when the government lies, truth becomes treason. Let me do it right. Forget about Tripp. I'm going to do the Jesse Ventura.
What's that about truth?
When the government lies, truth.
What's there about truth
treason?
Here? It was funny. I thought this was America. It was funny. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Well.
I thought this was America. I still feel like the guys in South Park when they shoot the fucking whale to the moon and the guy's like dying and the other guy's
react.
Like, it's still kind of funny. I still think it's funny, dude. Like, what I said was fucking hilarious. And,
on the deep end saying shit. If people can't figure that out by now, that's ridiculous. If
funny.
Your own family Baker acting you, like you're telling us here.
That's why I feel like a bitch, because, like, I'm fucking 30 years old and I got punished. Like, I'm 30 years old. I'm 31 now. Yeah, exactly. They fucking put me in timeout because I fucking said I was going to show a fucking
I've been Baker acted a lot older than you are, and I've been in jail, so...
you're not me. Like, I'm
Yeah, well,
to
I, you, I could handle it. I got out and made it, you know. That you're freaking out. You need to stop tripping, dude, is what I'm telling you.
You're fucking pissed it fucking happened. I'm never going to not be fucking pissed that it fucking happened. Like, honestly, like... Maybe I was like going a little bit crazy before, like the first time when they brought me in. But then, like the fact that they got me again for fucking posting that motherfucker's in ISIS, like that was fucking wrong, and that shit fucked me up even more. Like the second time, I was only in there for fucking 5 days, and that shit fucked me up way more than it did when I was in there for fucking 2 weeks. Cause like. It was just fun. I seriously got out, and I don't know what the fuck they gave me, but I fucking really got out and, like, thought I was being hunted and people were trying to kill me. Like, it was fucked
up. I feel like that's
up.
What
like,
did the damage was the whatever they gave you in there.
Exactly. Dude, I got out, and, like...
Because I was talking to you the whole time, you know what I mean? Before you went in, when you got out, like, you were fine. And then when you came out that last time, that was when shit got different.
Well, you should be able to request information to find out what they gave you. I mean, that should all be up. You know, you tell me. I mean, I know gabapentin, and there's certain things they're going to give people, but
dude, you don't
know
what the fuck they're saying in there. They bring you in there. The hospital is ran by fucking Africans. It's fucking Dr. Ching Chong, click clack, fucking starving.
Yeah,
he's
fucking COVID patient.
Well,
would
you rather have
me, shit on you.
Would you rather have Dr. White, old white man? I mean, who cares what the doctors if they're trying to help you and they're actually getting shit done? You know.
I'm telling you that it wasn't even like it was. There was witchcraft going on in that hospital. I fucking
at
God,
old,
there.
Kent. At least the old white guy would have laughed and been like, oh, this dude's just fucking around. Like, he's fine.
Yeah, well,
like,
you
the old white guy would have got the joke.
I mean, you'd think, but any of them in that situation, I mean, first of all, they want to keep you in that system as much as they can. They make money when you're in there.
just like prison. So let's not make any mistake about that. But the thing is, you got to learn how to deal with it. I mean, you got to get your own mental, you know, head. You got to get your head on your shoulders. Stop worrying about stuff,
yeah,
too. It's the main thing, dude. Your biggest problem right now, Joe, is that you're worrying about it too much. And what
I
mean by that.
I'm pissed. I'm not even
yeah,
pissed
but,
anymore.
And the more you worry about it, the more pissed you get. That's what I'm saying. You got to drop that.
Yeah.
Get over it and get through it and keep going. Don't worry about it.
Gave me all this medicine, fried my fucking brain, then they let me out into society, and then I was fucking going to the mall every day, spending hundreds of dollars on clothes, and then throwing them in the trash can at the mall before I left the mall because I was, like, panicking that people were now trying to kill me. I guess that does make me sound fucking crazy and fucking schizophrenic, but I'm telling you that that wasn't happening before they fucking gave me shit and fucking brought me in there. So, like, I was pretty normal. I was my normal self, just threatening to kill Chinese people, and then they fucking fried my brain with fucking... Yeah. And then
but maybe something progressed, and maybe whatever they gave you actually eventually calmed you down. Who knows? I mean, the point is that you're there in the first place, dude. You gotta snap out of it, is what I'm saying.
Now I can't smoke weed, and I'm fucking never going to be calm again. I'm just going to scream and yell till I die of cancer. That's essentially what the fuck's going to go on now in my life.
Maybe you should start smoking weed again.
It's fucking makes me feel weird now, dude. Like, they fucking essentially kidnapped me. I'm a victim of kidnapping.
Dude, I've been Baker-acted, too. It's not that big of a deal. it's a lot better than jail, dude. Let me tell you that.
No,
it's a lot better than going to the county.
I would be the fucking man in jail, first of all. I already know how to make jail soup. I would go in
it's
there.
It's not about it. Ain't about that. You all worry about your butthole.
The
stuff about jail is the axe, man. The prison guards.
You'd
y'all don't
the
know
best
nothing.
Pino. You had the best Pino, toilet Pino.
I hang out with the prison guard in the sauna every day at the gym. I would go to his jail. He'd know I'm the man because we chill at the gym. I'd be like, yo, don't fuck with me and make sure none of these niggas rape me. And then I would just chill. I'd eat ramen noodles with Doritos in them and combos and cheese. And I would fucking have a cell phone smuggled in, and I would be doing podcasts from my jail cell. And it would be hilarious.
Yeah. With your cellie Bruno, we're just waiting for you to get done so you all can have a little fun that night. Yeah.
If anybody was getting fucked in the ass in jail, I would be the one doing the raping, no homo. And I would somehow maneuver a razor blade in my asshole so if anybody tried to fuck, they're good. I would put, like, tape on one end. I'd make, like, a little fucking ass protector with a razor blade.
Man,
as
an ass
and if
shape.
Anybody... Yeah, dude, I'd have a fucking ass blade. And if anybody tried to rape me, it would cut their dick in half, dude. It'd be like an apple cutter, you know? Like, you ever see one of those? I'm telling you, no one would be able to rape me, dude. It would have been fun in jail. And then at least you come out and you're an OG. I would have come out with, like, a couple fucking swastika tattoos and a teardrop under my eye for killing someone. And I would, maybe if I was in jail, I would have actually gone to kill a Chinese person. Just kidding. Not going to hurt anything.
Oh, it's been a while. Full disclaimer, anything said or takes place on the show, do not attempt to recreate. Everything's fake.
Bad. I'm fucking angry. I mean, end of the day, the world isn't over. I'm just, like, not used to fucking being the underdog at all. That's what we talked about last night. Like, I'm not used. I mean, you call it dealing with adversity. Whatever
you
want to call it.
Or you could have been butt raped by a Chinese person. Ooh.
Yeah, dude, the dick couldn't even make it in my fucking asshole, dude. They wouldn't be able to get past the butt cheeks with their little fucking tiny ass chink dick.
You never know, man. They grease it up and push real hard.
Yeah, fucking Chinese person raping you in the ass, you'd feel less than you do wiping your ass. There's more penetration wiping your own asshole than you get from a Chinese guy trying to rape you in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what happened when you were in the Baker Act situation. There was some Chinese guys in there with you. I heard what you said. Your mama told me.
Dude, they were fucking with me so bad. There was
I'm going to show you some girth.
There was an Egyptian guy named Aladdin. I was like, you're going to put me in here and have, like, these fucking chink doctors and a guy named Aladdin and tell me you're not fucking with me. They were 100% fucking with me.
I'm testing you. Which one is he going to kill?
They're lying to you, Aladdin.
It's just like, yeah, I'm not used to being in, like, the negatives at all. And it's like, I fucking got out of there, and I fucking was so fucked up, I just started throwing shit away, blowing money on shit that I was also throwing away. Like, I got out, I thought, like, food was poison. I was, like, buying food, throwing it in the trash. I'd go somewhere, I can't eat that, there's poison in it. Like, it really fucked me up, dude, like, the whole situation. Like, just being forced to do anything against my will, because I'm used to fucking doing whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want. So it was like first COVID hit, and it fucked me there, and then I fucking get over that, and then this fucking happens, and then it's like stage two of COVID.
Then Tom Brady
fucking
goes to the Bucks, wins the Super Bowl with the Bucks, and the New England Patriots suck. Yeah, so you've been having a hard time.
Yeah, dude, it's been very traumatic for me, dude. And I'm just trying to work through
try
it.
Being
work
a,
through
try
these.
Being a Cleveland Browns fan. Not that I am. I'm a Redskins fan. Was when they used to be the Redskins. But I'm a Seahawks fan, 100%. So whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the fucking Buccaneers now. I like the Patriots too. I went, dude. You know what else was karma, dude? Is I got out of there. And then a bunch of Jews took me and my dad to a Patriots game, and we had to fucking watch Julian Edelman get inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, like, right in front of me. And I've talked so much shit. I don't like Julian Edelman because he's a Jew, and because, like, yeah, because he's a Jew. And I hope
that damn Hebrew.
Yeah, and then I'm happy that he didn't go to the Buccaneers, because I'm rooting for the Buccaneers now, and if he was there, it would just kind of suck, because I don't really like him, and, like, they brought us to the game. The Jews were actually cool as hell that brought us. Like, he was friends with the fucking state police. The fucking state police came over and were fucking tailgating with us. I'm, like, high-fiving cops and eating burgers with them. It was fucking weird. Hanging
like,
out
word,
with
I can't
Jews
get thrown and out. Word.
Yeah, that was nice. But, it's just been, like, it's definitely been a karma year. Like, the day when I fucking smashed my computer and cell phone was on September 11th. So that was probably the fucking spirits of all the fucking dead motherfuckers from 9/11 that are mad I've made so many 9/11 jokes. But, it is what it is. You're right, Ken. I got to move forward. I got to stop.
Dead motherfucker this, dead motherfucker that.
There you go, a fucking live one for you. I just got to stop fucking thinking about it and stop getting pissed about it and fucking move forward. But it's just hard because it fucking pissed me off so much. You know what I mean? Like, for real, it fucking sucked. And
you just got to learn to focus, man. I mean, it's hard to tell you 20 years younger than me, over 20 years younger than me. It took me forever to learn this, so all I can try to say, you used to always tell me youth is wasted on the young, and I'd be like, whatever, especially when I'm like your age. And then I'm like, now I'm like, oh, god damn, there's nothing more true than that. Youth is wasted on the fucking young. Because if only I knew what I knew now back when I was your age 20 years earlier, or even 30 years earlier. I'm looking for the fountain of youth so I can remember what I know now and go back and do shit better, But it just doesn't work that way. Youth is wasted on the young.
You're looking for the Fountain of Youth. I'm looking for the fucking Fountain of Gook so I can drown a fucking chink in it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's dabbing Aladdin. I mean, that's the dabbing, you know, at a buck, you get a free 2-liter, you know, trying to chink and do all this good stuff. That's all fine, but...
I can say whatever I want because my girlfriend's Asian. So...
That
doesn't
make any
whatever.
Difference. I'm a human rights activist, so I can say anything and joke around on this show and do whatever because it just points out how ridiculous it all is.
I'm a human...
So...
I'm a human rights activist.
Oh,
well,
my
I
God.
Been. I ain't been one in a long time. I ain't been doing much, but, my heart's a human rights. I love human rights, man. I love all rights.
God.
I love natural rights. That's the main thing. And all that good stuff that I always talk about on real shows, you know, when I'm doing, like, politics and all this stuff. But this is goof off, do what you want to do. I mean, this is your natural right to freedom of speech, to say what you want to say. And it, regardless if you want to talk about killing Chinese people or whatever, there's no reason to believe when you say stupid shit like that, that, okay, today Joe's going to go kill some Chinese people. No. He's going to talk about it more on the next show next Friday or something else. But
I didn't just say I was going to go into Chinatown and start open firing. That's not what I said. My threat was very specific. It was... people that are connected to the Chinese government, I threaten to kill. So, you know where my fucking Medal of Honor is, where my fucking Purple Heart is, where my fucking veteran status is. But if you ask me, I did the right fucking thing. So
you didn't do no right thing. You're fucking blindly listening to news and information you're not even fucking up to date on. You're listening to agenda news, right wing news, Trump news, all that crap. Fuck that. You know, no, dude.
Alex Jones is my only source of news.
Alex Jones sucks balls. Come on, man. He's a damn joke.
You don't mean that.
Alex Jones is a damn joke.
No, he's not. He's a credible source of information.
Oh,
Danny
come
Hooker.
On, man. I mean, he's right about certain things, of course. You know, he's right on certain obvious issues and obvious things. But come on, he's a moron.
For actors, no children died. The only children that died are the ones that Hillary Clinton killed and drank their blood.
You know, the funniest thing I've ever seen with Alex Jones was Tripp doing his pre-hurricane Alex Jones thing out by his pool. And his screen, and he had his dog out there, and he's rolling around, and he's not showing himself. He's going, Alex Jones here, Infowars.com. You know, we've got devastation coming. You got to drink a couple of those fruit pills and fruit drinks that I got, and you'll feel refreshed. And don't worry about it. But right now, because of this, these damn frogs, these gay frogs are dropping. They're trying to hunt my dog. He's going on, and I'm sick with damn it. He's doing his Alex Jones hilarious. It's hilarious. Every time that's been shared on the menu, I should share it.
I'm a human rights activist, and I have the Fountain of Gook, and nobody can
talk with me. Yeah. Human rights activist, dude can make fun of how ridiculous racism and everything else is. That's what I do.
That's what this whole show is. I'm not actually racist. This is all satire. I've never
exactly.
said a racist thing in my life. Yeah, exactly. The truth is that I couldn't even tell a Chinese person apart from a Korean. So I don't know. Like, they all look the same to me. I can tell Filipinos apart because my girlfriend's Filipino, and I know that Chinese people think that Filipinos are the rats of Asia, and they look down on them. And
if I looked at you for the first time, I wouldn't have guessed you're Syrian. If somebody said you're from Afghanistan, okay. If somebody said you're from Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, any of it, I would not be able to question it. So
I look like a nice.
There you go. How do you feel like being lumped in that by a bunch of white people?
Honestly, as long as you don't take me as Indian, I don't care. Indians are gross and they smell, and I'm not Indian, and I get very mad when people think I'm Indian.
Which Indian? You mean Habib? Hello, Habib Indian, or do you mean
the rest
Native Americans?
I wouldn't mind being a casino Indian, but I don't want to be a red dot Indian. I don't want to ever be mistaken for a red dot Indian. The food they eat looks like throw up. There's not a single piece of Indian food that I would enjoy eating.
But you could. I mean, you walked up. Look, if you walked up to Dylan, you didn't know Dylan. You said, hello, my name is Habib. You know, he wouldn't know the difference. I'm from India. He wouldn't know the difference.
I'd turn around and walk away.
My people are tan. We could pass as nice Italians. Fucking Indian people are the same color as shit. Like, we're not the same. They're fucking
gross. Yeah,
that's
a much look. But when you're talking to a white person or a black person or even a Chinese person, y'all Middle Easterners look the same. Y'all from that part of the continent. That's or part of the earth. So that's what I'm saying. It's all ridiculous.
Indian people fucking eat curry and it comes out of their fucking pores. And they smell like fucking... It's true. Look it up. It comes out of your fucking pores after you eat it. Indian people are fucking gross.
They don't
I'm not
the right. They serve you Slurpee.
Yeah.
Stereotypes. There you go. Perfect stereotypes for comedy. There you go. Now
put
look.
A magnet on my...
This is so funny.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, though, if you trace all DNA, the fact is we all come from a tribe in Africa.
Yeah, so we can all say nigga. Woo!
Yeah, there you go. I mean, literally, because we all come out of the Bush tribe, as it's interpreted, but I can't remember the actual interpretation, but that DNA goes all the way back there. That's science. You can't argue that, right? Forget about all the religions and all that crap. That's science.
Nigga too. To all my kike niggas, spick niggas, guinea niggas, chink niggas. That's right. You some niggas too.
Hey, how about some How about me, man? How about some Celtic niggas?
Yeah, Celtic niggas. There's actually a lot of Italian niggas because, like, the Sicilians are black. From what my Italian friends
told me. I mean, it's just a little time and sun and population of the planet as we evolve in all parts of human history. We are all one tribe. We just ain't figured that out yet. We're all one tribe.
We're all Munyan Ditsuns at the end of the day, right?
God. Fucking Munyan.
We're all one tribe, but I tell you what, man. If you wanted to blow up some Celts, I'd be like, okay, I hope he doesn't start with me, but I wouldn't believe that you would blow up some Celts. So anyway.
I didn't threaten anything up. I've never threatened to blow anything up. I fucking said shit about Chinese. Dude, they're actually connected to the Chinese government. Like, if you got locked inside for a year because of a fucking Chinese thing, and then they try to trap you filled with Chinese people. I have PTSD. Don't blame me. Blame the PTSD. I'm a fucking coronavirus veteran. And a veteran...
All right, I say this.
I say this.
Jimmy free Hoffa. Assange. Free Assange.
Free my nigga Henry Ruggs. Fucking Bruce Jenner hit someone and killed him. And he didn't get in any trouble because he's a fucking tranny. And... all this nigga was trying to do is...
Oh, he's a white rich tranny.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a fucking broke Arab man, straight male, and I get no sympathy. They send me to the fucking lunatic for trying to save the country.
Wah, wah. You going to stop whang or are you going to just jump out of it?
I should have the same deal as Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger was allowed to do whatever he wanted to do because they were allowed to test shit on him. And they tested shit on me, and now I would like to be allowed to kill people and dump them in a fucking river.
Or you could be as white as the albino Dylan himself, right? What would you choose? I'm kind of like a little more tanner than Dylan, but not much.
If I was black, they'd never be able to arrest me because my life would matter so much. But you know what actually happened? know what actually happened in Massachusetts? He's fucking, there's a fucking state trooper in Dedham, and he fucking is a fucking state trooper, and he ran for, like, some big position and didn't get it. But, like, over the summer, they had a fucking graduation party at his fucking house, right? They had a graduation party at his house for some kids graduating high school. And he is so not racist that he allowed black people to be at his party. And there were black people there partying, and one black kid pushed another black kid in a pool, and he drowned. I know, big shocker. They can't swim.
What you saying? What you saying there? What you saying? Niggas can't swim? Come on.
Yeah, it's true.
It's
and
more serious,
so
babe. I go ahead. I'll let you go. I need that.
One black kid pushed another black kid in a pool at a cop's house, and he drowned
and
died.
And there were no cops to jump in there and save his ass from drowning. But with the rest of the homies just like, oh, shit, I can't swim either. I mean, what's going on there, man? Like, somebody, look, my fat ass, Ben Kent, 51 years old,
it's a
could
party.
Jump in and save that homie
buzz.
From drowning. So what's going on here?
Are you going to blame a cop for being scared to put their hands on a black person after this last year? Like,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I think you can pull him
I'm
out of the
pool. I'm not putting my prints on that body.
Problem.
Fuck that. I'm too white to put my prints on that body.
I can pull him out of the pool without any problems.
Nah, dude, I can't. I'm
from
too white.
Drowning.
Nah, I'm
Come
too
on.
White.
It was
if he dies, I'm
black crime. It was a black-on-black crime.
Yeah, this sounds like a bunch of right-wing rhetoric, but go ahead.
Yeah, so they have a party. And the party, obviously there was alcohol at the party, and these black kids, African-Americans, were drunk, and one of them pushed the other one in the pool, and he drowned and died. And now they're making it like a huge fucking Black Lives Matter, justice for whatever his name is, fucking protests outside of the cop's house. People with fucking signs marching around the street saying justice for whatever his fucking name is.
Fucking
and it's like
down,
a big fucking
deal.
The cop and his wife are in fucking court being fought.
But what's the circumstances? I mean, what really happened? How did somebody just get pushed in and then drowned and blame it on the cop
because
when there's people around the, like, who was around the pool that could have saved him?
It's the homeowner's fault. It doesn't matter. It's a party at the house.
Yeah, it's the homeowner's fault. I mean, that was on Coach way back when.
That's how the law works. I understand the laws, and I understand how it works, and I understand that fucking, you know, if you have a party and give alcohol to minors and anything happens to any of those minors, it's their fault. So saying that it's wrong.
But, I mean, how, like he drowned,
I'm not saying it's wrong that the police officer and his wife are being fucked over for furnishing alcohol to minors at a party when somebody died, because I understand
if they weren't furnishing the alcohol and they didn't know they were just being, you know, lackadaisical, then I would say, look, it's a lot lesser to jump on them on. They're trying to be cool or whatever.
Yeah, but you're a cop. It doesn't matter. You're a cop. You're supposed to know better.
But at the same time, you know, why was, like, if the black guy gets pushed in the pool, why ain't nobody pulling him out? Like another black guy that's there that pushed him in the pool.
I'm not getting canceled.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I see somebody drowning in the pool. I can jump in and save him. Before I'll sit there and let them drown. That's my question.
I wasn't there. I don't know if fucking somebody tried to save them. I don't fucking know what happened.
Yeah, there's no details on this. It's just Black Lives Matter got mad because some black guy drowned in a cop's pool.
Yep.
Well, that's stupid. What are the circumstances?
That's what I don't like. Dude, I have a Black Lives Matter pin in my Tesla now. I got a Black Lives Matter pin on one side and a mushroom pin on the other because I love black people and I love mushrooms. I just think that the whole, like, justice for whatever and all shit is a little bit out of fucking line. Like, it could have just as easily been a white person that drowned in the pool. Maybe not, because they would have, well, you know, knew how to swim. But it's just... It's just a fucking...
I see the comedy and all this, but I don't understand the reality of all this. Like, how could... If somebody pushes somebody in the pool and sees they're drowning, they're not going to jump in and save the motherfucker. That's what I don't get. Unless all them niggas can't swim. I mean, is that what we're saying here? But that's including the white people or anybody else there. I mean, like, who's there? They're just going to let this kid drown or whatever and then blame it on the cop who probably should have been paying attention and known what's going on in this party. But he was probably a young cop that was trying to be cool and thought nothing.
He's older. He's older, dude. He's a fucking retired state police officer who ran for fucking some fucking state position and didn't get it.
Well, then he probably had some younger person in his family host all this shit.
Oh, you
know what
I'm saying?
Like, it's probably something he wasn't even in.
You mean his girlfriend, his underage girlfriend?
Oh, he has an underage girlfriend? Oh, so
no,
he
doesn't. I'm just saying he does. I'm just saying he probably does.
No, probably nothing. I'm looking for the facts and the truth here. Who is this old man? Maybe there's a younger family member that did all the shit and he has nothing to do with it.
Listen,
you see what I'm saying?
Let me read the article. A retired Massachusetts state police captain will face charges in connection with the death of a teenager who died while at a pool party at his home. A clerk magistrate determined there is enough evidence for charges to be brought against James Coughlin and his wife, Leslie, in the death of 17-year-old Alonzo Polk. The teen died after being pulled from the Coughlin's pool hours after graduating from Dedham High School. The couple is accused of hosting the graduation party with underage drinking at their Netta Road home. I've also reviewed several photographs that were taken at the duration of the party, including one that depicted the 17-year-old drowning victim sitting at a table with several empty alcohol containers in front of him. The assertion was disputed by the Coughlin's attorney, who did not believe the child endangerment charges were warranted. He was observed not drinking at the party, so to suggest that the kid was a drinker and partying, that it's his fault, is not true. He's not a drinker, and he's 10 days shy of his 18th birthday, so it's unfair to suggest that he was a toddler, unsupervised, near a pool. That's not what happened.
You wonder why Black Lives Matter, like, where was everybody? That's my question.
It says right here, when Mr. Coughlin heard the commotion outside, he ran to the pool and performed CPR in a desperate attempt to Alonzo. Where's the picture of that? Where's the picture of a cop French kissing a black teen? That's what the world needs right now. That's what's going to save us.
Well, I mean, if he did that, that's what I'm saying. This was, like, fucked up on their part. Somebody was – didn't you just say they're, like – they held him up and took pictures of his dead body?
No.
You know,
they had pictures of him sitting at a table with empty alcohol cans in front of him. That does not mean he was drinking. There's definitely pictures of me at an adult party as a kid with beer cans.
So is there
in front
foul?
Of me.
The question is there foul play or not? I don't think the cop has any of the foul play. But there could have been foul play on the the kid's side, you know, whoever threw him in there and all that shit. And they're going to get away with it, especially if they're a white guy. And that would be why Black Lives Matter is up there saying, all right, let's find out what happened. Again, I got a million questions. So,
what sucks for the cops is if this was 5 years ago, he would have gotten off and everything would have been fine. But now if he gets off, there's going to be a whole fucking Trayvon Martin, George Floyd fucking protest at his fucking house.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. It depends on what facts come out.
They're fucking marching around his house with signs that say justice for Alonzo. They're acting like he fucking kneeled on his neck and killed him. That's not what fucking happened. It was a fucking accident. He tried to fucking save him. Like, it sucks. Like,
well,
I
haven't determined it's an accident yet either because, again, he's in the water. People are there. Why didn't anybody save him? Why couldn't anybody just pull him out of there?
CPR. The cop gave him CPR. He went mouth to mouth with him.
After he had to get him in his, after he got him up out of the fucking water after drowning, it was too late. The cop got there too late. That's the only cop's problem. It ain't his fault. Well, I mean, it is. He should have been there as an adult, but he just got there too late. Whoever the kids and the people that are around that pool are the ones, whether they're white or black or whatever, need to be questioned and figure out what was going on there. And why nobody, you know, jumped in there, pulled him out? Why did he drown? That's my question. Why did he drown? If there's people in that pool and around that pool, and the guy got there too late because, you know, he didn't know about it until too late, there's some. That's where you got to ask the question. Could it be white kids that didn't like them? Black kids? Well, if it is, that's Black Lives Matter.
Is he supposed to have a whites-only sign on the pool, Kent? Would that have solved the whole situation?
Yeah, that would have helped.
If he had a sign that said darkies stay in the shallow end, stay in the fucking 3 feet deep end. Or if he had a fucking little kiddie blow-up pool in the yard for the black kids. Maybe he should have just stuck to spraying it with fire hoses.
You could put out some of those floaties out there for him and everything else, but the question still remains is where was everybody else? See, that's my question. You blame it on the cop or whatever. Where was everybody else?
Getting shit-faced.
He probably had a kid that just graduated. They're fucking partying. He just graduated high school. They're happy. And it just turned out to be another black person that's not going to make it through college.
Basically, that's what maybe it was made that way. Maybe some of those people there didn't like him. There's all kinds of possible foul play.
Another professional
or just
gang
negligence, but it's going to go on the cop, the adult, because of the negligence. And it's the kids that were the negligent. They're graduating, going to college, and all this. They're supposed to be the future leaders. These little punk ass bitches. They're as bad as not worse than y'all. Never been through adversity. Y'all don't know adversity. Your football team never even lost till start last year. Y'all never know nothing about adversity.
Maybe it was some sort of ritual sacrifice.
Could have been. And that would get Black Lives Matter up there, which I'd be on their side too.
I mean, dude, I just don't, like, I don't want to take sides here. I just think it's a very unfortunate event and very bad timing. Like, as a cop, you couldn't have picked the worst time to have a black kid drown in your pool.
Yeah, that is true. there's all kinds of comedy that come out of that.
Yeah, right.
But the only thing else is, like, somebody accidentally lit that cross on fire, and people were walking around in, like, hooded robes. Yeah.
And, like, dude, like, you're trying to be a good guy and trying to do the right thing and include black people in your fucking party at your house. Like, I'm not saying, like, that anybody's any different than anybody. Like, if I had a party at my house, I probably wouldn't invite any Chinese people. But that's just me, you know? But, I mean, it's not true. I'm honestly really not fucking racist, and I don't really fucking have anything against Chinese people. It's just kind of my gimmick now because I'm mad that it would happen, but, like, I feel bad because, like, anytime there's, like, any coronavirus thing related to, like, fucking sports, like, no, now we can't have this game because of coronavirus. Something happened recently with, like, some NFL game and coronavirus, and I screenshotted it and put it on my Snapchat and said the chinks are still trying to ruin football. And then this fucking deaf Chinese kid that I went to high school with screenshotted it. And I feel bad because I was friends with this kid in school. And now he's probably fucking screenshotting it and showing all the other Chinese people in their little group chat saying, like, look at Joe's fucking racist against Chinese people. And, like,
actually believe that shit, I mean, it's dabbing Aladdin. I mean, come on. I'm up here to spend Kent all this, but, you know, me wholeheartedly. I've proved that racism is stupid. So you can just look at it and laugh at it now, and like the shit you're doing. And you need to get past all that Baker acted shit, man, because that's just dragging your backwards. It's pulling you back. It's like a chain stuck to your buttocks.
Yeah.
Drop that chain, motherfucker. Become free.
It put me in a concentration camp, Kent. I've been through more than any Holocaust survivor this year. All right?
Oh, God. You don't even know adversity, like I just said a few minutes ago. Your football team never lost until you were...
I basically survived the Holocaust.
Baker acted. Easy.
I survived
easy
the Holocaust.
Shit. You just had to go through... Look, man, you just, like I said, you got to drop the angers, toughen you up. You're toughening up now. You're starting to be a toughened up season, Dabbin'Ladden. You just turned 31, right?
Yeah, and Jesus died at age 33, and I'm pretty much Jesus, so I probably only have 2 more years to live.
Yeah, keep thinking that until you're my age. right.
Yeah.
No, you got it. Look, I'll try to pass on any wisdom I can to you guys.
They tried to fucking crucify me on a bullshit China-made cross, and it fell apart because it was made in China, and it was fucking garbage.
No, actually, they subbed it out. It was made in Korea.
Koreans probably love me because they hate the Chinese, too. I should start fucking making K-pop music. That's
what
I should do.
K-pop, man? What is all that stuff? I don't know nothing about pop stuff.
A bunch of fucking Koreans singing pop music, and they dress like fucking women, and they do gay dance moves. My girlfriend fucking loves it.
I don't get
but,
it either. Girls
yeah.
fucking
yeah,
are crazy
I'm
about
so
it.
I'm glad I'm an old man. I'm really glad I'm ancient. when you talk stuff like that, it makes me glad to be ancient.
The reason why all this shit is so funny to me, and the reason why I've, like, talked so much shit and been so racist in the past. This is actually 100% something that I've come to terms with over the last year. So maybe this is some good that came out of it. But I was fucking born in Walpole, which is, like middle-class, like, suburb. They value sports. It's right near Gillette Stadium, and it's, like, a pretty good town. And it's, like, probably mainly white people, but anyway... Born there, and then my fucking parents got divorced. I moved to fucking Wisconsin. Wisconsin was a pretty fucking sweet town. That was like kind of like utopia for me. My street was all Arabic people, a bunch of Arabic food. I had Arabic people living upstairs from me and illegal Lebanese immigrants living downstairs from me. And my grandmother was next door. Across the street was Italians and Irish people. And it was like a fucking sweet fucking neighborhood. I went to Catholic school. It was fun.
All good, trusting people.
Exactly. And then my fucking mom married this fuck. And then they dragged me to fucking Needham. And Needham is a mainly fucking Jewish town. And it's a very liberal, very Jewish town. I had probably met one Jewish person in my life before I lived in Needham. And they bring me to Needham, and everybody's last name is fucking Jewberg and Finkelstein and fucking Silverberg and all these fucking Jews. And it's all very liberal, and it's all, their whole thing is no place for hate. Needham is no place for hate. Like, somebody wrote fag on a fucking bulletin board once, and they fucking put caution tape around it and, like, did this whole fucking... like, meeting where they have kids go in front of the school and talk about how they're gay and what a hero they are. Like, they were real big on this fucking gay liberal shit before the whole country was. So, like, I was right into that situation, and I assumed that the reason my life sucked is because of the Jews. Because I was like, my life was fucking sweet when I got to live with all the Arabs and with Stroxbury, and it was fun. And then they dragged me here, and everybody's just super fucking gay and super fucking Jewish. And, like, I know I probably shouldn't be trying to fucking place blame on people, but, like, if that was really anybody's fault, it was probably, like, my mom's fault for bringing me there and putting me in that fucking situation. But I shouldn't be trying to blame people. I shouldn't be trying to blame her. I shouldn't be trying to blame the Jews. I shouldn't be trying to blame the fags. I shouldn't be trying to blame the chinks. I should just be focusing on making my life better and moving forward. But it's a lot easier for me to just sit here and yell
and
about
blame
chinks
all the
and
Jews
con-
and the chinks and the gays and the blah, 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 blah. You grew up in a Jewish community. God damn, if I would have been in that community, I would have been the top dog of the bunch, because we had one Jewish kid in our group, in our neighborhood, and boy, he didn't get treated too well. But he was a big, fat-ass, wimpy, weird kind of kid. I regret picking on him, but I also friended him at one point in time, and it was nice to him. But he I don't know whatever happened to him, but he was not a tough kid, and he wasn't doing much of defending himself either, man. There's a lot of people that needed defense, but they didn't get it.
You know how, like, football players are supposed to be tough?
Yeah, I wasn't a football player. I was a misfit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I used to bully kids on the football team and the wrestling team, and they didn't do shit because they were little pussy Jews. Like, one time, I had my chair, and I was sitting in my chair, and then I got up. And then this, like, football team Jew came over and took my chair, and he put his little, like, football varsity jacket on it. And I took his little football varsity jacket, and I threw it on the ground, and I stomped on it, and I said, "Don't take my fucking chair." And he, like, started crying. Like, they're all fucking pussies.
You think you've had it tough?
I'm not saying I had it tough. I'm just saying they're fucking pussies. And they're all, I was pissed too because my family didn't have any money. And they bring me here and it's all these fucking rich Jews. And I'm like, fuck all these fucking rich Jews. I don't want to be around these fucking rich Jews. I don't like it. I wish I had some of their money, but, you know, I'm still not a fan. Honestly, the Irish mob right now is at war with the Chinese, because the Chinese people are fucking with the docks in New York. So what really needs to happen is the Irish mob needs to come in payroll to take care of the China problem. That's really what needs to happen. I feel like we should delete this podcast now because there's no way this is good for
anybody. Saying you should have dated a hot Jewish girl early on and with a lot of money.
I did.
And been like a big tycoon mobster like you want to be.
I dated a fucking rich Jewish girl for like 2 or 3 years when I was younger, dude. My first girlfriend was a fucking rich Jewish girl. And she had a fucking big-ass house, biggest house I've ever been in my life, a bunch of fucking money. And, like, the whole time I was dating her, I was like, I can never marry her because then my kid's going to be a Jew.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
I mean, like, but like he married a Jew in Goodfellas.
Yeah, well, he was okay with his kid having demon blood. I'm not okay with that.
Demon blood.
As long as you get the kid baptized, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's, you know, everyone makes decisions. My cousin is a Jew, and I love him dearly. And, I don't have anything against Jewish people. I don't have anything against anybody. I'm not racist. I love anybody. I love everybody. This is a comedy podcast. Everything that's said on it is comedy. Please don't arrest me again. Please don't fucking bring me back to the fucking nut house. They said if I fucking threaten anybody else, they're taking me for 6 months. So hopefully this podcast doesn't get me locked up for 6 months. They've already taken fucking...
It won't. I'll vouch for you, dude. I'll argue every one of those shrinks.
Hopefully next time they have me in front of a judge and the judge says... He said, "I will kill that chink." I say, "Actually, ask Ben Kent, Your Honor, because Ben Kent will tell you that I was not going to kill any chinks."
That's the best thing you could do, because Spent Kent. Okay. Case dismissed.
I was just trying not to laugh.
Case dismissed.
I was just trying not to laugh. I thought it was so funny. The judge had to say, he had to say out loud, kill the chink. And it was so funny, dude.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. But I'm telling you, man, you're letting all that affect you. Like, don't worry about it. Like I said, listen to this. Listen to this, both of y'all. And anybody else listening, even Tripp or Dennis. The past is history. The future is a mystery. Right now is a gift. That's why they call it the present. That's how you got to live your life, guys. Secret of life right there. Took me 51 years, but there it is.
Yeah,
so stop sweating
do
bullshit. Don't worry about bullshit.
Yeah, dude, but the bullshit still affected me because now I don't have a computer because I fucking threw my computer in a river.
All right, well, you're going to do something else. You're going to make do. You're going to toughen up. You'll eventually get your new computer, which is going to be better, and you're going to be like, all right, I've bettered myself. I'm toughening up. All these positive things. Find the positives.
I'm going to end up getting a fucking computer that costs half as much, and every time I use it, I'm just going to be pissed.
You worry about
right?
such trivial things.
That's not trivial.
Trivial
that's
things.
Livelihood.
You'll build up your empire the way you want to, Joe. Just relax. Let it happen. Do it. But let it happen.
Why can't this just be Mother Nature, Kent, and why can't we just be allowed to kill people? Like, it should
why
seriously
look,
just
first
be,
of all, why you be allowed to kill people? Who's going
to
allow you to kill people? Who's going to say, no, you're not allowed to kill people? Well, everybody, because that's a violation of natural rights. So therefore, that's rule number one. You're not going to go kill people.
I'm going to move to the Philippines, and I'm going to sit on my girlfriend's farm with a gun, and I'm going to fucking kill people. Her cousin's a hitman, and I can do whatever I want in the Philippines, and I'm just going to fucking chill there. Manny Pacquiao is going to be president, and I'm going to say, Manny Pacquiao, don't you hate Chinese people too? And he's going to say, yes, I do. And then we're going to have Chinese people. He's going to line them up for me,
such
and I'm going to mow them.
Life. There's such goals in life. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, that sounds great. You know what I'm about to do, man? I'm about to go camping on Wednesday night. I'm going to load up my kayak, take a big chance going out with the hammock. I'm going to go out to an island on the Indian River. I'm going to watch the shuttle launch at 9:35.
Does it smell like curry on the Indian River, Kent?
No, the Indian River is not like Indian is not like
Rashid. Do they all bathe in it? Do they all bathe and shit in it?
Well, they used
to.
They had tons of like oyster shells, man. Tons of shell mounds, like thousands of years old down here, man. This is Mosquito Lagoon, Canaveral State Park.
There was an Indian kid in my grade. And his name was Srinivas, and he works for fucking Microsoft now, so he's probably a fucking millionaire. But he used to, and his brother's name is Cow Shit. I'm not even lying. His brother's name is Cow Shit. It was actually.
Fuck, man. The fuck is his name Cow Shit? And what the fuck is that?
They heard a very prestigious name, and the cow's a very prestigious animal to them.
His brother's
like
name was Cow Shit. And it was actually Cow Shit, but. It's cow shit, if you ask me.
Oh, cow sheep.
Cow shit.
Or you know, I know his cousin. His cousin is Horse Pucky.
He used to fucking wrap his hand around his head and pick his nose. Like, he used to put his hand behind his head and then pick his nose, like, from the back.
What the fuck?
He used to pick his nose. That's
so weird.
Well, I have to agree. I have done that before. But, you know, I like to do that. Go around and put my hand around my neck,
around.
All the way back, reach back out the backside of my balls, and scratch my itchy nuts. So,
man's giving himself a fucking reach around, picking his nose.
Taxation
is
theft.
If somebody threatens some Chinese people, do you think the best idea is locking them in a hospital with Chinese doctors for 2 weeks and having a fucking, you know?
No, like I said, they're testing.
You're lucky you didn't get locked up with Bruno. So just don't worry about it, brother. You got lucky.
You know, fucking sucked, and Borat 2 sucked, and The Dictator wasn't even that good. The fucking best one is Borat 1. He should have just fucking stopped, or he should have made another one about thinking Jews are the devil. The new one sucked, and it was a fucking disgrace. And if Borat 2 was good, I wouldn't have gotten sent to the loony bin.
I believe you,
and
man.
And fuck Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a fucking
kid. Joe Biden's your buddy.
Dude, if I fucking see Joe Biden, dude, you don't want to know what I'm going to do to Joe Biden.
Yeah, you better not say it either, because then you've got the CIA coming up there, and they will probe you in the ass. So
CIA, why don't you ask my Uncle Carl about Area 51?
Fuck the CIA. Fuck the CIA.
My uncle's in the CIA, and you can ask him about Area 51 and who killed Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, well, the CIA, whatever. The powers that be, they might know who I am. I don't know, but if they do, they're following this show, so watch what you say there.
Every fucking Stoughton cop knows me right now. They're not going to fucking do shit. They all think I'm hilarious. I told them George Floyd's a criminal and to ask my uncle in the CIA about Area 51 and Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine with the local yokels, but you were talking about the big boys. So
my girlfriend knows the drill now. My girlfriend is not fazed at all by the cops coming and arresting me. She just thinks it's a normal thing that happens here in this country now.
Where do you want me to sign on the warrant? Anywhere? You guys want coffee?
Yeah. It's all good, fellas. The cops are over my apartment all the time. They come
hey, George.
In,
hey,
they
Jim.
Leave.
You hate for Joe again?
Yeah.
But you ain't in the clink, so you lucky. So chill.
My neighbors didn't know why I got arrested. I told them it's because I reported my stepfather was an ISIS. They thought it was fucking hysterical. They probably thought I killed someone. I'm like, no. I just reported.
You didn't get arrested, dude. You got Baker acted.
Yeah, well, how do you think they got me there? They came in my apartment and put me in handcuffs and fucking leg.
Yeah, well, that's how you get Baker acted. You got Baker acted. You didn't get arrested. You didn't get taken to the clink. You got taken to the hospital. It's a lot easier.
Well,
trust me.
They brought me to the fucking police station first, or the courthouse, and they had me in a jail cell there. And
yeah, big deal. Whatever. You went right to the freaking hospital, and you got freaking nicotine patches if you wanted them. You got a good, much better deal than you're going to get.
Fucking cigarette.
You're going to get. Yeah, let me tell you something. You're going to eat better that next morning than you ever would have been clink.
I didn't eat the food in there. I thought it was poison.
Yeah, well, the food in there, you'd be a lot better than you'd get if you're going to jail. Trust me.
Motherfucker, if I was in jail, I would be going to the little thing, and I'd be buying ramen noodles, and I'd be getting slices of cheese.
You wouldn't be doing shit, man. You'd be trading your orange juice for some coleslaw. Literally, that's what goes in on there. See, when I was in the clink, I didn't need it. I'm already a big dude.
Commentary.
Listen,
and
I grew up.
You want me to tell you about jail, or you want to? You guys never been? I'll tell you about jail.
Listen, my Uncle Paul taught me everything I need to know. I grew up.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He would sit there smoking Newports and tell me about jail. If I ever go to jail, I'll be fucking fine. They won't make me take pills. I'll be in there. I'll fucking join it. He actually told me not to join any gangs. They offered him to join the Aryan Brotherhood. He said no. And he just handled his own. And that's probably what I do.
That's probably what I do. You don't even know what you do. Because you go in there, the Mexicans might confuse you. The Mexicans might confuse and think, is he part Mexican? So you'd have a lot of opportunities to, like, jump around with different cliques as far as racing, as races go. But who cares?
Since I'm Mexican, I would tell the blacks I'm black. I would tell the whites I'm white. And
yeah,
I would.
The whites aren't. Unfortunately for you, brother, let me tell you something. The whites ain't going to believe you. They're not going to give a shit. So. The Aryans, if the Aryans knew I was friends with you, they'd kill me too. So don't worry about the whites. The Aryans, at least, the real white supremacists.
My uncle told me if I ever go to jail to make sure I get a Spanish roommate. because he said the Spanish roommate will keep the cell nice and clean.
Well, also, he'd probably keep you nice and safe because he'd use the Latino group that he's with to keep you that's not even Latino but kind of looks Latino. Just like I just said a few minutes ago.
He
might keep you safe.
I said, que paso home, single to madre puta, and I fit right in. I fit right in.
Because when the Nazi freaking Aryan white motherfucker comes up and starts fucking with y'all, they going to protect you. So
I could
you ain't get,
do that.
I'm just telling you, you ain't getting away with the Aryans. Like a white person like me, you're cool. But if you get
when
with the Aryans,
Jimmy
no.
Hoffa could be in the Aryan Brotherhood if I wanted.
No,
because
you couldn't.
When Jimmy
no, you Hoffa, couldn't. You
yes,
have tainted blood, dude. You have tainted
no,
blood. They will not even think about you.
I have an
they
Armenian
would never,
Latin.
Ever consider you an equal.
Listen. When John Gotti was in jail, he got attacked by a black guy, and then he put a hit out on the black guy with the Aryan Brotherhood. And the head of the Aryan Brotherhood that he put the hit out with had an Armenian last name. And I have an Armenian last name.
Doesn't
the
matter.
I'm dark,
doesn't
Armenian,
matter. They
be,
take your money for a job, but they're never going to contribute. They're never going to look to you as an equal, ever, ever.
I could be in the Aryan Brotherhood if I wanted. I would say, my eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo. And
not a chance, brother. You have tainted blood.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's what they call it, tainted blood. You can't do it. You're Middle Eastern. You have dark blood. You can't. They wouldn't take a blood transfusion from you. They might be cool with you and do business with you, but you ain't never going to be one of them.
My uncle's the same race as me, and they asked him if he wanted to join.
Yeah. They're
so,
you. Don't trust it. Don't trust them. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right now
the way they believe. You guys can believe what you want, but I'm telling you how they believe right now. Your blood is tainted. They will never consider you an equal, no matter what.
Black lives matter.
Yeah, none of that. It doesn't matter. Black, any type of, anything that's not Caucasian pure blood.
I would get in there.
Which is basically German. They like German.
And
they can take English. They can take Scottish. They can take everything I am, but I'm a Celt. So
I would get in jail. I would get in jail, and I would go up to the leader of the Aryan Brotherhood, and I would say, excuse me, sir, your tattoos are offensive. Don't you know that Black Lives Matter in science?
Science
is love. And
hey, Dylan, what are you, German and Norwegian or something? What are you?
No, I'm Irish and Italian.
Italian.
Sicilian.
See, you're practically tainted. Even though you're albino.
I'm not tainted. I'm correct. You're the tainted one.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying as far as
they're
concerned, you have Italian blood. They're not taking Italian.
Yo, you're live. Oh,
Joe, if you ever go to jail, they're going to treat you as currency.
Yeah, money is what
you're going to be passed around. You're going to be passed around the yard for like a pack of ramen and maybe some conditioner.
Yeah.
Nah, see, dude, I'm exotic, dude. I'm worth a bunch.
Not really.
Yeah, you're extra white.
You'd have to take your your Irish roots might back you up, but your Italian roots would be the better bet. Even though you're albino,
like
if you have Italian in you, you're part Italian. You stick with the Italians. So
he's not wrong.
Yeah, unless the Irish
fellas.
Is strong.
If the Irish
is stronger there, then you stick with his Irish. But you know, you're white. You're not gonna have a problem.
He's real
like
white.
Joe would have.
He ain't just white. The white Kent. He's real
see,
white.
What sucks? What sucks is I'm only half Sicilian, and I can actually prove that. I can actually trace them back to the old country. But since I'm not full Sicilian, I can't, like, join the mob or anything. So, you know, I'm just stuck doing this shit.
Yeah, but you're still half Sicilian, so you'll still have a better bet of surviving if you were in prison, not just regular jail or county, but I'm talking about, like, butt-fuck-your-ass prison. You'd be better off to stick with the Italians than the Irish, unless the Irish was very strong there and they would actually take you in. which they could if you were cool with them.
Well, I'm in Florida now.
You'd have to go to a prison in South Beach, Dylan, for that to be a thing.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Yeah, like I'm fucked down here. It was fine in New England, but down here in Florida,
my uncle went to jail.
You could go to South Bay and be put on.
Yeah. Right?
My uncle went to jail in Jamaica, and he was fine. He had a good time there.
That's right, man. You're cold-blooded, man. If you're trying to, we're talking about the racist fucks, all right? You're talking about the white supremacists. They don't entertain dark blood as equals. It's period. You have dark blood.
Shit, you have black hair, Italian blood,
even though he's an albino, he could be questioned because of that. They want German, European.
I've had people ask Dylan if he's black before. People think that if you're all that, you're black. Some people do. I'm serious.
What they consider pure-blooded, I'm actually pure-blooded.
Yep.
Unless I had some Jewish in me, because I'm part Dutch. And
your best bet if you're going to jail is to, like, link up with a biker gang on the outside.
There's no way, because my Scottish blood comes through.
I'm not going with the biker gang. I got the Jax Teller look. Let's go.
No biker gang either, because you got to get up there and you got to deal with their shit.
I mean, you're going to have to deal with somebody's shit if you're trying to get protected.
Stay by yourself. Hunker in the corner and fight and just be cool. That's what you got to do. Just hunker in the corner.
Be respectful. If you have respect, you're good.
Yeah.
My next invention I'm going to make is going to be marketed specifically toward people in prison, and it's going to be a Rape Stopper 3000, and it's going to be like razor blade in a piece of rubber that's in your ass, and it doesn't hurt you when it's in your ass. But if anybody tries to fuck you in your ass, then their dick gets split in half by the razor.
Yeah. Well,
that
you know,
if
I was in your shoes, brother, and I was going to prison, I'd help to invent that real quick. Because
yeah,
the dabbing lines can get dabbed.
I'd be making dab swords in there as shanks. I have experience. I'd be like, what kind of shank you want? You want a Halo shank? You want a fucking Legend of Zelda shank? You want an anime shank? I got you.
Yeah, if you could do that, then you'd be all right. I think your butthole would be okay.
but there's only a possibility
that your butthole is not okay.
When they brought me to the police station, they put me in a jail cell, and then they were like, you need to talk to a psychiatrist on Zoom. And I said, okay. And then they rolled out the Zoom screen, and she said, hello. And I said, fuck you. Do I really need to talk to this fucking bitch? And the cop started cracking up. He was like, oh, my God. He was like, if you don't talk to her, you're going to jail, and you don't want to go to jail. Trust me. So just talk to her.
He was right. That's why you talked to her.
Talk to her. I would give any.
I mean, I'm not talking about, like, even like we're just talking about, you know, like where all the lifers are and all that shit. You know, I'm just going to county sucks, man. You can do a couple months in county. You know, it's not federal prison or anything, but it's county. And county sucks too because they're going to have the shittiest food, the shittiest time with the shittiest fucking guards, the fucking hacks. They're all assholes. They don't care. They don't think, you know, they're just a bunch of dim-witted dipshits. They're worse than cops. They're dumb.
You know why they're worse than cops? Because they're fuckheads that couldn't be cops. That all they
could be, and they try to be all badass. And none of these cops are these dickheads. If you want to be so badass, then join the army. There's enough wars out there with this government. Go join one of them.
I should just join the fucking army and get ready for this fucking war in China.
There ain't no war in China, man. If there's a war in China, they'd probably kick our ass.
They outnumber us 5-1. And they all know some shit.
Ain't no war with China. China wants our labor.
China wants the world's labor. I survived the Holocaust.
I mean, congratulations, but I don't think it works that way, Joe.
I did. They brought me to a Corona concentration camp, and they tried to kill me, and I survived.
This nigga said a
he
Corona
got through
concentration camp.
He got through
camp.
A weak-ass fucking beggar acting easy. He's a new man for it, right? He had authority put him in his place, and he had to do shit, and he had no choice out of it. He learned that little lesson. And it sucks to have people force you to do shit. But that's a good lesson he needed learning, and learning with it and dealing with it, because I learned it a long time ago, and I'm still learning it today. You know, you can be free and be free in your mind, but unless there's enough people backing your ass up, you ain't fighting this system. This system is basically controlled by the puppets that still believe in it, and that's all y'all. That's everybody who believes in this. Well, I'll vote this time. It'll get better. That shit is what I'm talking about. So, Joe, learn, man. You learn, man. You don't want to go to even the county because the food sucks worse. You thought the food sucked when your baker acted in the hospital and the treatment sucked there? Bullshit. You're in there with those guard hacks. It's not the inmates. The inmates are cool.
I would love to work in a prison. I would fucking love it.
It's those fucking hack guards that suck. And their whole stupid system in there and treating you like shit, making you feel like you're not a human being. Hey, man, I ain't never been convicted of shit. Fuck you. I almost felt like going back there and seeing one of those motherfuckers saying, hey, fuck you, guess what? I got out, and I wasn't convicted. In fact, charges never even put on me. So fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, man.
It's just the way the system works. We treat everybody like shit. Yeah, that's why the jail system in America sucks ass. And it's got a 99.whatever% return rate. Keep you in the system.
Oh, we have the highest reoffender rate of any civilized country on the planet. Let's your head
around
that.
I just explained why. That's even in a county. That's county. Forget about federal prison. Like, you butt-fuck your ass prison. Forget about all that even. And you hope to eat a meal? You want a meal, Joe?
The only
you
thing
might
good
have to
about
suck
the
dick to get a meal,
is that
brother.
At least there's girls in there. Because if you talk to anybody in prison, they tell you that the number one thing they miss is women. And at
fucking
least if
right.
you're in a loony bin, there's sluts.
Not many. And if
there was women in there when I got put
there's
in the county, man.
There's some hot bitches in there with razor blade marks on their wrist.
I was got put in the county. There's like the girls are getting lined up to go into their part, you know, during the check-in thing. And there's a bunch of young girls over there smiling at me, like fucking around. And I was all like, yeah, what are we going to do? You know, and I kept going to go take a piss. Eventually, I got in and got checked in, but, you know, I waited around there for like 2 hours. But I remember when the girls came by. That was fun. Bitches,
I just kept
on the beach, just fucking around.
They gave me one.
Got arrested for whatever. Nonsense. All these stupid fucking laws.
I got to go upstairs soon. I fucking told Annie I was doing a quick podcast on the way home. I thought it was going to be a nice, calm podcast, and I immediately started screaming at Chinese people.
So it was
like
the podcast.
You're learning
then.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
This is a learning experience.
We were talking about, did you hear about the black kid that drowned in the cop's pool in Dedham, Ernesto? That's what we were talking about for a while.
Sure did. And how that cop isn't facing charges for providing alcohol to an underage kid?
They're facing charges. He was just in court in November something.
Oh, was he? I thought, last I heard, he wasn't facing charges.
I'm pretty sure they're facing charges.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about it. I mean, it still sucks
yeah.
that somebody fucking drowned, but...
And also, I'm not going to get into the thing I was about to say about it, but I kind of want to, but I won't.
Black people can't swim?
I already said that.
Yeah, we did that. Hey, is this Ernesto talking right now?
It is.
Yeah.
How are you, bro?
Hey, what's up, bro? cool, man.
Yeah, same shit, different toilet.
Yeah, I was just wondering,
sometimes,
like,
sometimes
you know,
it flushes, it, sometimes it don't.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, that whole, the whole, the pool thing is like, you know, why didn't nobody, you know, how hard is it? How hard is it to jump in the pool and drag somebody out when they're drowning?
Well, they were all drunk and didn't realize
swim.
He was
My
drowning.
My badass can swim.
No, it was, they were at a, it was like a graduation house party and everybody was faded and it was late at night and nobody noticed his black ass at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. If I was there, I would have saved him. And I shit you not, because I'm always the last one up at the party. And I've been walking around laughing, you youngsters, talking shit, and seeing that motherfucker, I pulled him out there and saved his life.
Well, that
yeah.
also requires people to think outside of themselves.
A bunch
and,
of
you know,
weaklings.
Just as well as I do, people don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, it was another black kid that pushed him in the pool as a joke. And then he fucking drowned and died. I just, like, the thing that, it's, like, just, it's an unfortunate situation in so many circumstances. It just fucking, I don't know if it's, like, a Black Lives Matter incident is all I was saying. Is I don't think,
oh, fuck
like,
no. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
It's, like, the whole, yeah, like, I don't, it's,
it, no,
anything,
it is,
like,
it's, you, somebody's going to get mad at this, but it's the definition of white privilege. It's the definition of thinking, okay, I'm going to go outside and break the law, even though I swore to defend the law for my kid because my kid is white and the son of a cop and nothing bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what that comes down to, is they thought they were bigger than they were. They were like, oh, this is nothing bad is going to happen. Worst case scenario, somebody throws up. Cool. Not... Somebody's
okay,
die
well, obviously you
pool.
Know more about this case than I've heard since tonight, because I didn't get that at all. I mean, that's what I'm saying. My question is, like, why, who, what, where, when? You know,
okay,
when did
so
this kid die?
He died at the beginning of the summer. It was, like, right around May or June when, you know, after graduation. It was a graduation party for one of his friends who went to, like, a different school. So they were all just partying, drinking. Parents bought the booze. And it was a fucking pool party. It was late at night. The motherfucker got drunk. And anybody who's ever been drunk swimming knows that that shit ain't easy.
Nope.
And then you add that to the elements of the party. Who's to say he wasn't on, you know, wasn't smoking, wasn't doing X, Y, and Z. Like, it was a kid that fucking drowned at a party. It happens all the time. But people are like, oh, we want answers because it was a young black man. Like, yeah, it was. However, at the end of the day, he was underage drinking at a cop's house. That liability goes on the cop. That liability goes on his wife. And
yeah.
whoever
if
bought
was,
the alcohol for the kids.
If I was, like, 18 years old and drinking at a cop's house, I would think I'm so cool. I would be Snapchatting it like, yo, I'm drunk at a cop's house. This is wild.
Right. And that's probably what he was doing in the pool and fucking...
Well, I've actually been one. I've actually done that. Actually,
Lon,
for a bachelor party, my brother was a cop. At one point back when we were in our 20s, but well over 20 years ago. But I've done all this shit. So what I want to know is just, like, why didn't nobody pull him out the pool? When was he dead? All that. When we get all those.
They did.
You know,
they pulled him out and gave him CPR. It didn't work. I read that in the article to you before.
Well, yeah, because what had happened was he was underwater for so long that his
brain. Yeah, he was already dead then.
Like, you weren't resuscitating that. There was no coming back from that by the time they pulled him out of the pool.
Exactly.
Which means,
means
he would have been in there for 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes before somebody noticed. And think about whenever you've been at a party, bro. Just drunk, having a good time. Nobody's paying no mind to what's going on. Like,
now, unless I'm with
like,
a chick, I roll around, man.
It ain't like the kid got murdered or nothing. Like, it's not like the black kid in Texas who got clocked in his school and rolled up in a wrestling mat and motherfuckers were like, oh, nah, we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Completely different situation.
When
that's
I,
what I'm saying.
When
I
like first heard.
I mean, there was negligence, but there wasn't any intent, you know.
It was negligence on the parent, but it wasn't ill intent to cause harm.
It's not like, you know, a Chinese kid was over at Joe's house and he had a pool. right?
No,
you know,
but there's
no
body
because
he tried to eat the damn thing.
This was an accident, yeah. And so...
I'm making my own
general
guy
it's
going to
go on the cop. It's going to go on the adults. It's going to go... I don't,
you
know, how old is this cop? Like, he doesn't know, but I'm 51. What the fuck? How old is this cop?
He was a retired state police officer, so he must be, like, in at least 40, maybe 50.
Nah, he's probably older. He's probably older than that to be retired at that as a captain or whatever.
I don't know what he was. Was he a captain? I didn't hear that part.
I thought Joe said he was a captain. So
yeah, he was
but
a retired
anyways,
state police captain, and he had just applied.
Okay, yeah, so.
He had just. It said on the article I read the other day, a very recent article published like a week or two ago, that he had an unsuccessful campaign running for something.
Yeah. Well, how old is he? He's probably like 60-something.
Either way.
Yeah, that's what I'd imagined. I'd imagined he was
yeah.
like 60-something.
So
yeah.
that's quite a bit
right
older
now,
than I am. At least, you know, 9 years and 60, 10 years and 61. So that's quite that's a whole other decade than me, right? And I can tell you right now, if I was doing what he did, I would make sure that none of those kids had any alcohol. I would have made sure, as sucked as it was, but I would let them be creative and do their own thing and not put it on me, which means that they snuck alcohol somewhere else. They're like, in the back of the treehouse or whatever, and there's shit going on that I didn't know about. That's whatever. I don't know about it, and the kids would stand up and say in court, hey, he knew nothing of this shit.
He's 55 years old.
He's how much?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's 55. His wife is 54.
Yeah, they're just a couple years older than I am. That's crazy. See, that's stupid. He should know better, like I just said.
He should definitely know better, especially being a state police detective.
State police detective. Ooh. I'm
detective.
Nothing but Ben Kent, but I got more sense than that fucker does.
Well, again, he wanted to be the cool dad. He wanted to be because it goes to that privilege thing, like... Oh, I can do what I want. I'm a retired cop. If anything happens, the police come, cool, they just leave.
I don't even think that was in there. I just think he was just it never dawned on him that there's consequences to your actions. And that's the problem with these people.
Also a certain type of parent.
And he's 3 years older than me. I would have been a freshman and he would have been a senior in high school. So there you go.
There's a conception that, especially by, like, police officers or, like, parents up here where it's like, okay, yeah, I'll buy you alcohol, but you have to drink here. And that line of thinking creates so many alcoholics, it's not even funny.
That's not even cops. That's just regular parents.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm old enough to be Joe's father.
It's fine. Nothing's going to happen.
I can tell you one thing. 10 years ago.
Dude, I would never. Dude, when I was, like, 22 years old, 19-year-olds would be asking me to buy them booze, and I would be like, fuck no. If anything happens to you, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Back in my day, it wasn't a big deal. Back in my day, it wouldn't be. In fact, I was buying beer before I was 21. And, of course, I knew the motherfuckers and shit. And my buddy, who's over a year – no, he's about a year younger than me, was buying beer fucking, since we were, like, right out of high school. So things were different when I grew up, but, like, these parents should know this stuff. Like, where were they? Like, once I turned 21, I did buy beer for younger people, but they were with my crew. It was okay. I took the necessary precautions. And not to mention, if anybody knocked me out, they'd get their asses whooped. So there was never spent Kent out of their lips. Because that's the party foul that gets them hurt. So that never was going to happen. But, as you grow up over the decades and you have kids and then they want to, like, have a party with beer, you got to know nothing about it. You got to say, look, okay, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to let this pool party go. But I don't want to see no alcohol. I don't want to see nobody smoking no pot, nothing. You guys got punched down there in the freezer, and that's it. I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just fucking microwaving some food. I'm back in the apartment. My girlfriend made some fucking wonderful food. I'm eating, and definitely.
And these people,
than...
I mean, I don't know. Like, I remember how it was when we used to shoulder tap. That's what used to be called shoulder tapping when you couldn't buy beer yourself because you're underage and you had to get somebody a little bit older going in the beer store to buy it for you. Yeah, that happened a lot back in the day, but it was a different time and it was cool. You know, nowadays you pretty much can't shoulder tap. If you do, you're always, most people these days already know somebody who will supply them their alcohol if they're underage. Like y'all did.
I've never even enjoyed drinking, dude. Like in my whole life, I'm 31 years old. I can count on one hand the number of times I've had fun drinking. Well, I'm not even exaggerating.
I can count on 100 hands how many times I had fun drinking, and I could probably count on 300 hands how many times I did have fun drinking, where bad things could happen.
Yeah, I can probably count on one hand the number of times I haven't had fun smoking weed, and they've all been this last year. Like, ever since they fucking torched my brain on the fucking
weed. Well, weed and alcohol goes hand in hand to me. It's all the same. It's me getting fucked up, you know, whether I was doing coke at
like
the time
it.
And uh-huh. crack or snorting some toot, you know, some toot or whatever. But, you know, lately in the last couple decades, I just, you know, smoke and drink.
So, I probably count on one hand the number of times I've done coke. I haven't done cocaine that many times.
Yeah, I haven't done cocaine for
right.
ages, for decades. No,
it's
well,
not even that fun to me. I would much rather just drink caffeine than do coke.
My coke's better than caffeine. It's safer too if you don't.
I'm gonna drink some coke right now.
Yeah, it's safer if you don't let get a hold of your cocaine. You know, coke's not near as bad of a drug as they make it out to be. But it can be when you get, you know, sucked into
cocaine
it.
Is a hell of a drug.
It is, but you know, heroin is a lot worse. I think OxyContin, a lot of these methadone-type fucking drugs, they're worse. Coke is bad, though, of course. But, yeah, you got a lot of new drugs, too. And, you know, I like, you know, if you want to drink, smoke some pot, fine. Even trip on some acid. It's all natural. You know, it's all good when it's all natural. But, you know, people get sucked into things, and they don't understand life, and they don't understand the system, and they don't know how to pull through or toughen up and learn from their experiences like you're doing right now.
I'm definitely toughing up from my experiences. And, yeah, I'm fucking lucky I have my girlfriend, man. You were right, Pam.
Yep.
I just got to fucking make memories with her and enjoy. You told me to go watch sunsets on a beach with her and enjoy life and make memories.
Snag it up, man.
And, yeah.
Do it for me.
This is shit, man. Like, I've never really, like, lived with anyone before. Like, in the last, like, when I lived with my dad, grew up, like, with my mom, whatever. Then I lived with my dad from when I was, like, 22 to, like, or 21. Moved in with him right before my 22nd birthday. Lived there till I was, like, 25, 26. Then I lived by myself for the last, like, 5 years. I'm used to, like, doing everything myself. Now, like, I wake up. She already has food cooked. She starts making food again right after that. There's more food. I just came home from working at Aaron's house making swords. And there's more food. It's all fucking fire. There's always food in the fridge. I love her. We have fun together. And it's pretty nice, man. It's just nice.
Anytime you want to go out, step outside, watch the moon setting right behind the sun after a couple hours. This is at the stage right now. It's almost first quarter, which is half of me becoming full. And you go out there at night right after dark and look up and see like almost half a moon. Setting right behind the sun after a couple hours, you know. A couple hours behind the sun, but then it keeps getting more a couple hours till it's a full moon. So every night. But you can do stuff like that. Enjoy it, man. Soak it in. Nature and your girl with you. You're
I like
lucky.
The moon, man. The moon's cool.
and your girl wants to be right there with you, you know, look up that moon and, you know, be together and wonder, you know, think. And settle yeah. down for most part. Like, of all this stuff that gets you all wild up and killing chinks and all that stuff. That's fine.
You gotta understand, dude, like,
but simmer down.
I really thought
on
Chinese
that.
People were trying to kill me, man. Like, I ordered Chinese food.
I got you.
I started
dude.
Eating
I got
it,
you.
And I was like, I ordered Chinese food. I started eating it, and I was like, uh-oh, there's probably fucking poison in here. They're trying to kill me, and I throw it all in the trash. Like, it was really,
yeah.
my brain, they fucked me up, man.
So just get over it now. You've seen past him. Your consciousness has risen another level. So you don't have to worry about that. Let your consciousness rise, man. Catch
yeah,
up with
I'm
this old man sooner or later.
I reached enlightenment. I had an ego death.
Yeah, catch up with this old man before I croak.
yeah. I mean, hopefully you don't die anytime soon. I enjoy talking to you, man.
51, man. I'm still rocking, dude. I think every night I go to bed, like it could happen to me. It happened to so many rock stars just recently. You know, the same age, and, you know, all my life, party.
You calling yourself a rock star now?
Well, I've always been a rock star, brother. I've just an underpaid rock star. I'm just a goof-off rock star, but, yeah, I've been paid.
I'm trying to be a rock star, dude. I'm seriously the best rapper in the world, dude. Like,
well, then you can be my brother, rapper brother,
so
man, rock star brother. That's all good. You do a good rap. But I still say you should write the new song and have Payday Monsanto sing it for you.
Oh, my God. yeah.
Payday. Right. All right, man. That's
exactly?
Dennis Ford jokes. No Dennis tonight.
I'm eating ground pork with tomato sauce, carrots, tomatoes. Is there potatoes in here? No? Potatoes. Yeah, I could tell it's potatoes. And rice. This is fucking good, man.
She sounds like she's Chinese. We better get a rope and string her up.
Nah. I promise she's not Chinese. I wouldn't allow any of those tri-coms in my apartment.
Nah, she's Mexican-Asian.
Mexican-Asian.
Yeah, Mexican-Asian.
There you go.
Yeah, just like my uncle said, you got a Spanish roommate, they'll keep it clean.
I mean, that's pretty much accurate. I mean, they're cross between Mexicans and fucking Asians anyway.
Yeah. And the Spanish
they use pesos.
Conquistadors.
They use
yeah.
pesos.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do they really?
Yeah, ask her.
Babe, what is the Filipino money? Is it pesos? Oh, really? Mm.
Oh, bean, get the peso.
Oh, yeah, it is pesos. Philippine pesos. That's crazy.
Oh, get the peso.
That's what's up. I'm seriously going to go to the Philippines. I'm trying to go live there for like a while, like a fucking
year. You
got to
bring paper towels to throw?
Oh,
then you better make sure you make nice with the hitman brother.
I will. They'll fucking love
no,
me.
No, dude, if I ever
happen.
Went there, I'd find me a nice young
president.
Girl that wants to be with an old rocker
gonna have,
like me.
Going to have some fucking...
It's called green card, Kent. Green card.
Yeah, well, I actually have had a couple opportunities already from
hey,
young. I was 44, almost 45. She was 20. She'd be about 26, 27 today, wanting to come on over to the States. I'm like, why are you like me? I'm twice your age. I don't like Filipino guys. She said, I don't like Filipino guys. I like rock stars. I'm like, all right, there you go.
You got a sister in her 30s.
You got that very big American penis.
I don't know about it. I can't guarantee much more penis than anybody else, but, you know, we can see what happens.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not like, you know, I'm not like Joe, you know, hung like a hamster, but.
Yeah, right. I have a big American penis.
Yeah, big American. You're Syrian, brother. You're Syrian.
Yeah, I've been here a while. Fucking Ernesto Kent was telling me earlier, if I go to jail, I'm going to get raped by Chinese people. And I told them their fucking dick wouldn't even make it past my butt cheeks, and I have more penetration wiping my ass.
No, they just rape you with chopsticks.
They probably put a chopstick in my pee hole.
Yeah, that's called sounding. You're welcome.
Ew, there's a word for that?
Oh, there's a whole ass kink behind that shit, bro. It's weird as fuck.
There's not a whole lot of Chinese
like
people in jail that I know of.
Yeah, no, people put metal rods in like their urethras. It's fucking wild.
What the fuck, dude? Why would you ever do that?
Don't people get like their scrotum pierced and shit?
That too. But if you gave me the choice of getting my scrotum pierced versus getting sounded, I'm probably going to get the piercing.
Some kid told me
you
that.
You know what's pretty funny?
Jacob's ladder.
First,
and,
right?
if they fuck it up, then you can't get hard again.
Yeah, the sounding's no bueno. Fuck that. Fuck all that.
Like, I'm not trying to get a piercing.
That says she's into that? Nah, fuck you.
Like, I'm not trying to get a piercing where if they fuck up, I'm never going to get hard again. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get anything on my dick either.
Somebody talking about getting
a
Prince Albert? Is that what you're talking about, Ernesto?
No. I mean, a Prince Albert wouldn't be bad versus, like,
what?
Sounding.
It was a Jacob's ladder is what it is.
The Jacob's ladder is when you get multiple piercings in your dick. Prince Albert just
won. That's what I mean. If they fuck up the ladder, that's how you can not have a fucking erection anymore.
Well, I mean, when you put that much metal in your dick, you're just asking for a fucking bad time.
Yeah, I mean, you brought it on yourself.
Like, it's not the same as a chick getting her clit pierced. Definitely not the same.
Wouldn't that kind of take away pleasure for them, too, if they fucking get their clit pierced? I wouldn't imagine that.
I heard chicks walk around
It increases it. Dylan, that is not an urban myth. That is real shit.
Yeah, like, after they get the piercing for, like, the first few days.
One of my friends got it done in her exact words where, I did it so white dudes can actually find it. And I lost it when
that's
she said
funny.
That. I was like, oh, that's wild. But you ain't wrong.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
White dudes can only find it. Well, I tell you what, if it wasn't so chubby and fat, maybe you'd have an easier time looking for it. Ah, bam.
I mean, it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, literally.
Nah,
I hear you. That's pretty funny.
Well, I miss talking to y'all. I really did.
I wonder what fucking Nyla
Rose's talking to white guys.
Like.
No, I talk to enough of those every day at work, and I just want to punch. Like, I was called
like a
stick last week by some dude I couldn't punch in the face. That drove me nuts.
Nah, you ain't punching this big old white guy in the face. I'm an old kelp.
it was some customer that came into my dispensary and was like he just started, like, I think he had autism or something because he just started talking real fucking reckless. And then he's
he beat up a dude with autism.
Hey, man, when dude's saying some shit like, people need to stop talking about Tom Brady. We got the new kid and he can throw a ball faster than this fucking spick bagging up my weed. Like he said
Wait,
that to
you
my
fucking
face.
Work at a dispensary now?
Yeah, I work at Apotho 3 days a week. It's in Plainville.
Oh, nice.
Not really. It's
That's
trash.
What's up.
Not really.
True.
It's trash. It's trash. But
like,
they work
if
with my parents.
I'm
never going
to be able to get a real job because of this podcast. If anyone ever goes and looks at, like, any one episode of this podcast, just the names alone of the episodes is enough for me to never get a job.
Ah, oh, man, you have the biggest recommendation from the spent one you could ever get.
No, I might end up getting, like, a fucking actual job for a bit. I haven't worked a real job in 10 years. Because, like, when I was 14.
Get your hands dirty. Fuck, don't worry about that. Do it, man.
You have to do what I
That's
did.
That's all part of being a man, brother.
Hide all your social media.
I worked
really
shit jobs from when I was 14 to when I was 21, and then I said no more, and then the past 10 years I haven't worked a single fucking job. I've just worked for myself in these streets.
I love my new job.
I mean,
I don't do shit.
You can still
trap
if you want
benefits.
To.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean, the main reason
trading.
The main reason to get a job would be to find more people to sell weed to. Anytime I've ever gotten a job, I'm selling weed to everybody in the place within like 2 weeks, and then I quit and still sell them all weed. And that's pretty much how
I wish I could find out
if I brother, but
weed.
You can huff it up, man. Tough it up when you need to. Don't worry about shit. Toughen up, man. You're gonna be badass, Joe. Get a little seasoning
apparently
on you now,
way,
man. You're getting some
apparently
seasoning.
There's
you're
a way
late
to use
for
your
31, but you're getting some seasoning on you.
Apparently, there's a way to use your MassHealth card to get 40% off your electric bill with National
there
Grid.
Is.
So I'm.
Mm-hmm.
What
you
can also use your MassHealth card
your
to get 30s, a discount
man,
on the
you're getting some seasoning on you.
Damn. I didn't know that. Well, I'm trying to use it to get half off my electric bill and then start fucking growing weed again. I'm going to take my clothes out of my closet, put them somewhere else, put the fucking lights back up in my closet, get another fucking tent, get the fucking pots and shit, and get this bitch cracking.
Couple new blow-up dolls, I know.
Nah, dude, I've become – I identify as a strong black Christian man now. Shout out to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. And I'm a strong black Christian. I don't even really watch – porn anymore. I mean, I watch it sometimes not alone, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to have a successful relationship, you should only be busting nuts with your significant other. That's
I don't want
to
are you
either,
you don't know my friend.
Well, I don't
dude,
want to
remember,
porn because down. Girls send me all kinds of freaking, you know, fingering and dildoing and stuff. I mean, I got all these girls send me stuff, so I don't really, you know. They're all there. They're never going away.
Okay,
and they're always there for freaking a little wackadoodle, right? It's easy to do. Screw porn.
Snap it to thy carrot.
Yeah, I guess,
man. Snap it to thy carrot.
Nah, my fucking boxing coach, Coach Cox, it's pretty hilarious. His name is Coach Cox. And
Cox.
His famous words are no choking the chicken.
Is he a black guy, kind of heavy set and bald?
Yeah.
I have taken one of his classes when he was at Y Crew with John Snyder and them. That dude.
Oh really?
He can say, "Don't choke the chicken."
That dude made me
puke
my first day, and I was set. I got like a free workout, and he fucking made me die.
He's so funny, dude. He sends. He's honestly the reason why I started doing the podcast, dude. I'm not even gonna lie. I told him it recently too, because. One time I was boxing with him, and he asked me like what I wanted to do with my life, and I told him I wanted to do a radio show. I went to college for 6 weeks and dropped out, but the reason I went to that college is because they had a radio station and I wanted to be on the radio. And then I went there, and I found out that like wasn't part of any program. It was just like a stupid club you could join, and they didn't actually give you school to be on the radio. And I dropped out, and he was like, "Well, the reason you wanted to be on the radio is for a reason. You wanted to do that for a reason, so you should do it." And I was like, "All right, I'll do it." And then I started doing the podcast. I went in the boxing room recently, and I told him, I was like, "Coach Cox, I started doing my podcast because you told me I wanted to do it for a reason." And he was like, "What do you talk about?" And I was like, "I mainly just talk shit." And he was training these two black chicks, and they were dying laughing. And then he was like, "What do you talk about?" I was like, "I just talk shit," and they were cracking up. And then I was like, "Nah, I mean, we also talk about boxing and wrestling and stuff." He was like, I'll call in and talk boxing at any time. Just let me know." I was like, "All right, coach." So we might have Coach Cox on the show eventually. But apparently I'm not allowed to swear if he's on the show. So,
oh, God, that's going to be difficult.
Well, fuck that.
Because he works at a church.
Fuck. Fuck. Shit. Fuck.
Fuck.
No, that just means you're gonna be doing extra laps or working really hard with a sledgehammer and tire.
Yeah. No, he's the fucking man though. Everything he says rhymes. So be like, "Joe's ready to go. Jay don't play. No choking the chicken." He always rhymes with everything. He's from down south. Like, he's seen some shit. He's like,
he says, "Man, can't
my
choke
friend,
the chicken, huh?"
My friend who's actually half Chinese. Zach, he had a Cottonmouth Kings tattoo, and Coach Cox thought it was a KKK tattoo and started fucking questioning him hardcore because he's, like, seen fucking people hung up in the woods down south from the KKK and shit like that. Like, he grew up down there. He's seen some shit.
You mean the Cajun Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, exactly.
The Klansman.
Yeah, he's fucking seen some. He's a fucking good dude.
Well, depends on what Klansman you're discussing, though. Klansmen are good when they're Celtic Klansmen, Scottish Klansmen. But they're bad when they're racist, hillbilly, freaking Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
I'm a Klansman. I was, you know, Celtic warrior, whatever. You know, the Scottish Klans, you know, that's good. That's a good thing. We're the good guys. We stand for freedom. We fought against England and the Roman Empire, by the way, for 2,000 years, if y'all want to do some history lessons. But anyways, yeah,
hey,
that's my
like
kin,
the intro
baby.
To the show, fucking Highlander from the 90s.
You're like,
oh, that show
Highlander
was the best. May it be Duncan MacLeod, the Highlander.
Like, when I was on mushrooms threatening Chinese people, it was fun. And, like, fucking the Vikings used to do mushrooms and just ride around on a boat and fuck people up with fucking axes and shit. That would be the shit. I wish I could just take mushrooms.
No, it wouldn't be the shit, dude.
Yeah,
it's
it would
better
be
than
the
when
shit,
they traded. It's better when they traded with the they just wanted some land on Britain. And the Anglo-Saxons were moving in before the English. Anglo became the English.
I don't give a shit about saxophones, Kent. I'm trying to ride around on mushrooms and axe people to death.
They came into Scotland, took some islands, and then actually joined with Scotland after it just became Scotland and pushed the Romans out. And then started fighting the Anglo-Saxons. But eventually, England became the power.
You come at me with a saxophone, and I'm on mushrooms
with
a fucking
battle
axe.
Anglo-Saxons.
You guys are
so uneducated.
Whatever.
It's pathetic. I hate the fact that you guys are so uneducated. You
I know what you're talking about. I'm listening. You're spitting facts.
I mean, your generation, your ages and everything should know these things.
Well, I think a lot of that is the fact that our ages kind of span awkward generations. So I was born in 82. And because of that, there's a lot of things that I remember growing up with that I'm sure Dylan and Joe never had to experience, like a rotary phone, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Never had to use
just
a
rotary. Yeah, I don't
think
I ever used one. I think they
have.
Yeah,
they've had easy, man. Their football team's won every year since they've been born until today. You know, they've never had any adversity.
Yeah,
they've never been a Cleveland Browns fan. They've never been a Redskins fan.
They've been to the original Foxborough Stadium with the metal seats that fucking froze your butt cheeks. Oh, I hated that place. Foxborough Stadium.
I never got to go to a game
the fucking
there.
NFL. You're not missing much. Imagine going to a fucking game at Stoughton High. That's about as accurate as it was.
The only time... I never have been to a game at the old Foxborough Stadium. When it existed, I went to Spooky World in the parking lot and met Matt Hardy. That was the closest I got to it. And I asked him where Jeff was, and he should have just been honest and told me he was doing drugs somewhere. And I don't know what he told me, but I asked him where Jeff was because I really wanted to meet Jeff, and Jeff wasn't there.
He said he's somewhere far beyond not being deleted.
He is obsolete.
We got 90 seconds until overtime.
Yeah. Warrior, we can fucking wrap it up soon. I'm going to go eat some Filipino ice cream. Their ice cream has cheese in it. It's actually fucking good.
Roll in some overtime, man, because this is probably the last chance you guys are going to talk to me for a few. So, you know, give a couple more minutes, and then you can end whatever.
Why is it the last time we're going to talk to you? Is there something we don't know, Kent? Do you have
going into the woods to fuck some bitches, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's going to the Indian Curry River. He's going to go swim in curry. Only time I'm ever going camping is if I fucking kill someone and need to go hide out. That's really the only time I'm ever going camping.
See, that's your mistake, man. You're missing out on life.
A few weeks ago, I gave some random old lady a ride in my Tesla. She was at my apartment building looking at apartments, and I was selling someone weed. My friend had just come off of a week of doing acid, and I had just come off of my fucking mushroom loony bin adventure. And he showed up to buy weed, and then there's this random old lady in the parking lot who started kind of like half scolding me for having a collar on my dog, telling me she should have a harness on and I'm going to damage her trachea. I'm like, the dog's fucking like not even 10 pounds. Like, I have a harness on my pit bull. Oh, shit, my fucking alarm's going off. I got to get website orders ready. But, no, I have a fucking harness on my pit bull because he's fucking like 80 pounds. And I don't want to fucking, you know, that type of dog should be on a fucking harness. But I assume this dog doesn't really need a harness because she's like tiny and shit. But she was telling me I need to get her a harness. I ended up getting her a harness. And then she started fucking telling me, she gave me a recipe to make some fucking milk drink for my dog. She told me to make her buy turmeric and put it in milk and warm it up. She was like a crazy old hippie lady. She told me she was from Wellesley, and she said she studied fucking like psychology for mad years in college, and she was all smart and shit. But she was just kind of a crazy old hippie bat to me. And
can I give you a bit of unsolicited advice? Stop talking to random old people. Can I give you a bit of unsolicited advice?
Yeah.
Stop talking to random old people in random locations.
I know. That's exactly what my dad said.
This is somebody
every time I go anywhere
talking
now.
To, though. She might have some good advice for you, but you guys can't figure it out. And I don't think she can figure
every day
stuff
now,
out.
Don't talk to strangers. All my dad does is text me, don't talk to strangers now. It's pretty funny. But, so I started talking to her.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, I know. She asked me if I'd give her a ride to the train station, and it was like, I couldn't say no. It was like an awkward situation. I've never given a stranger a ride in my fucking life, really. But I was like, this lady seems nice. I'll give her a ride to the train station. So I gave her a fucking ride to the train station, and she told me that I should try sleeping in the woods. She's like, you should go, like, sleep in the woods, and it's going to help you clear your mind and go sleep in the woods. I was like, all
right.
Like, I'm not homeless. I'm going to go sleep in the woods. I'm not fucking homeless. I'm just going to go. I'm pretty sure you're going to get arrested sleeping in the woods. Cops are going to come through.
It depends where you go. It depends what you do,
like,
Bo.
What the fuck are you doing here?
You're missing her point, brother. She was actually right about that. You can tap into nature and clear your head, not worry about all that crap you're worrying about. You know, you could just have
I tried to tap in for nature.
It'd be
I tried
so
to tap
much
in for
easier
I did
on
mushrooms.
You if you did.
I did mushrooms for 2 months, and I ended up getting arrested. So
mushrooms
I,
can help, but it's not the answer. The answer is what she said. Go sleep in
go
the woods,
go sleep
man.
In the fucking woods. All right, babe, I'm going to go sleep in the woods tonight. I'll fucking see you later. Like what? I'm just supposed to go tell my girlfriend I'm going to go sleep in the woods? She's going
to
believe me?
I mean, probably not right now. You don't have the relationship equity to be doing that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not to mention he's not prepared to do that shit, but you can prepare to do that, and it would really help you out if you listen to her. You can go out in the woods for one night and come right back in the
morning. We live in Massachusetts.
Huh?
We live in Massachusetts. It's fucking getting cold out right now. I'm not going to go fucking sleep in the woods. Be all fucking hippity-dippity. Only time I'm going to sleep in the woods is if I'm on drugs or homeless. And I'm not either right now.
And you're not tough enough to do it then, huh?
I'm tough enough to do it. It's just, right, why would I put myself in
that
discomfort?
Challenge.
Why am I going
to
go,
I came up
why
to
am I gonna go pretend
right
to be
now,
homeless?
If I went, came up to Massachusetts right now and that challenge was upon me from that older lady, who's probably somewhere close to my age, unfortunately.
Probably.
I'd say let's do it.
She seemed smart. She was nice. But
and you could make a good night of it. You get a good old buzz on if you still smoked. You could do that. You could have a couple of cold drinks. And by the way, your drinks will never get warm because it's cold out there in Massachusetts. But, I mean, yeah, I'd hate to be out there below freezing. I'm not.
If
I don't
I
even have
still
to prepare for below freezing where I camp and do this stuff, but I could. I could help you out and do that. But it basically go. Don't you don't have to spend the night, but go out there some night. Go out there and take a hike. And
if
look
I was
around
still fucking smoking weed, if I was still blazing blunts like I was a few months ago, there'd be even less chance of me sleeping in the woods because I would be high and be like, why am I going to leave my apartment right now?
That's what I'm saying, man. You got to go out there and take the challenge. The challenge will make you grow, make you stronger. Remember what I said? This is something I'm voluntarily doing two nights from now. It's going out by myself. Now, of course, I'm not going to be near as cold where I'm going.
You're
going
to end up
getting
fucking bitten by a tick and getting fucking leeches on your nuts.
I could have, I could have sand fleas. I could have raccoons, depending on where I go. I could definitely have gators. I definitely have sharks.
You're going to end up like fucking one of fucking Dr. Fauci's
and
beetles.
Not one of those fuckers can bring the spent one down.
You're going to end up like a Dr. Fauci beagle with no fucking vocal cords and sand flies all over your face.
Spankant will show you his gimmick, show you his hammock, show you his kayak, show you everything he needs to show you, and say, this is how I survived, and this is why I survived, because I love being out in nature. I'm actually going to be able to watch the shuttle launch. Where there's four astronauts are going up. The one just came back from the space station is like landing down here around 10-something. It's probably already been by, but I can't see because it's going to be around like Pensacola, northwest.
Oh, are you talking about the crew that had to fly down with diapers?
Canaveral is down south
toilet?
East. Canaveral is just straight south on the Indian River. So I'm down there towards Canaveral. I could actually go to Canaveral. Pitch my hammock and watch the I'm actually going to be going to an island.
This ice cream is so fucking good.
And I'll be able to see I'll be able to document it, see the whole launch, this historic launch that's going to go on. And, that's what it's all about. And I'll be able to hang out in nature by myself. Well, I wish I had a doggy.
A donkey?
A doggy. Woof, woof, dog.
No.
Not a donkey. Well, actually, if a donkey was cool, he'd better hang out with nobody else.
I can't stop eating this fucking ice cream, man. This ice cream is so fucking good. It's ube queso ice cream. It's fucking, I think ube is like a type of potato type thing. And then queso is obviously cheese. It's got like hard little fucking pieces of cheese in it. And it's purple ice cream. And this shit is the fucking shit. I'm ready to
move
to
the Philippines.
Yeah,
because that's what they give you in that, Baker Acted Hospital. If you go into the clinic,
no,
the only ice cream you're getting is ball cheese.
Oh, it's a yam.
Schmegma.
Ball
it's
cheese.
It's a schmegma sundae.
Ball cheese yogurt.
Okay, that's gross.
Nah, this stuff is the shit.
All right, fellas, I'm going to let you go. I got some shit to do around the crib. It was great talking to you guys again. Kent, always a pleasure.
Later.
Joe, I will talk to you soon.
It was cool. It was the first time you talked in a long time that we weren't just yelling at each other over Trip
as much as Joe had an ego death, I'm at a point in my life where I ain't yelling at nobody. Like, I ain't whatever. You want... Get your point across, bro. Have at it. I ain't yelling for shit.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm with you there, brother.
I ain't yelling over a goddamn thing.
So we're all good, man. It's all good. That's what I'm saying.
All love. Be safe, fellas, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Joe, I'll link up with you this week, Brody. I have to go down that way probably
tomorrow.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man. We got to fucking kick it.
Yeah, I'll come by. I'll probably swing by tomorrow while I'm down there.
And don't forget to scratch your balls when they itch, man. If Joe's balls itch... You can give him a scratch, too, all right?
I am not scratching his balls. He's a grown man. He can figure that out. If not, he can ask a Filipino male and order bride to do it.
All right, brother. Thanks, Ernesto.
Later, guys. Be safe.
Later, bro. Now, I know Dylan, if he was there, he'd definitely give you good scratching.
It's too much work.
Fucking,
well, Dylan, you're kind of close to me.
Like,
come over and give me a good scratching.
Instagram does not want business people to make it anymore. It used to be all about entrepreneurs and businesses on Instagram. Now they're trying to copy TikTok. And every time I start scrolling through, it's just fucking TikToks of sluts dancing.
Jesus.
It all is. But yeah, you can fucking end this shit, Dylan. Hit the fucking
Word.
Seth Rollins. I'm gonna
eat
my fucking Filipino ice cream.
Filipino ice cream.
Yeah, man.
I hope everybody just get it. Feels the love, man. It feels better. Joe, put all that crap behind you and move on. And get stronger, man. Just get stronger.
I'm a human rights activist, and I have the fountain of gooks.
Nah.
You got your,
never forget.
Your little cutie there is going to bake some freaking cookies for you when you're out camping in the woods by yourself and all that good stuff to get some, you know, some balls on you. So we'll see. Your nuts are dropping. You're getting there, man.
Yep. I'm going to rename this episode.
Brother, man, love you, man. Thanks for doing this shit tonight. It's good to talk to Dylan, Dylan. Good talking to my other brother. I miss my other little brothers. It was good talking to Ernesto. Miss my other little brothers, like Trip, and Dennis Ford. Even Lee Pier, Lee the Mouth Pier. Unfortunately, he'll probably never be around for any of this stuff again.
Yeah, well.
But the old Spin won't be around here, guys. Look, tonight. I don't know when I'll be around again. I don't do this stuff all the time. I do do the outdoors thing. I will share that with all y'all. Whatever I got, especially you, Joe. You know, and you want to, like, promote something you know, it's all good. Chuck O'Chelly and me are still, you know, in business with all that. He wants to produce some stuff. But I've got nothing right now. I'm just chilling. Going to make a couple videos. If I can get this cool launch coming up here in 2 nights out on an island there in the Spoil Islands and the Mosquito Lagoon, the Indian River, the Intercoastal Waterway, just north of the, you know, where the shuttle launches and see all that
shit.
You
might as well be speaking Chinese right now, Ken, because I don't
fucking know. It'll be magical. I'll share with you guys so it'll be magical. You can see the campsite I'm at, like how I got there with the freaking kayak. Y'all shit your bricks. I'm telling you. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hope I don't get eaten by a shark or an alligator or something like that out there all by myself. We'll see. I'll try to get some footage if I get out there. Hopefully I will. The only reason
I won't get out there
is if I got a girl I'm talking to and I think I might. We'll see what happens. Anyways.
Nice.
All right. Burn it down. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm done with the woods.
Peace. All right,
you guys. It was a pleasure, man.
Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Spankin' has left the building.